Tom Bianchi is not tight with a buck. Tom Bianchi is not a cheapskate. Tom Bianchi is not a tightwad. He does not have a quarter in his pocket that he's been squeezing since 1973, so the eagle goes, ah, ah. Tom Bianchi is frugal. He has to be. He's a single parent. He lives in Somerville. He's a musician. Well, technically, he's not a musician. He's a bass player, but you know what I mean. And Tom Bianchi, the only nice thing he has in his apartment on top of a big hill in Somerville is a grandfather clock. It's beautiful. But you have to wind it up because there's no battery. A lot of people used to have watches like that. You had to wind them every day. Life was terrible hard in the old days. And the clock is beautiful, but one day it stopped. And he knew he would have to get it repaired. So he calls up the clock shop, who's been known to repair a few clocks and watches. And they say, oh yeah, Tom Bianchi, grandfather clock, Fruitwood case, lives on top of a big hill. That's gonna be $150. It's $50 for the repair. It's $100 to go get the clock and bring it back. And Tom says, what? And they say, well, first we've gotta get a truck, and we've gotta hire some strong lesbians. And then we've got, then there's gas and oil and air. And Tom says, air? There's no charge for air. Haven't you ever heard of inflation? And so Tom says, I'll think about it. And he hangs up the phone, which is just an ordinary phone connected to a cord, goes into the wall, doesn't cost anything to call, hangs up the phone. And he thinks, $50 to get the clock and $50 to bring it back. I could bring it to the shop myself, save $50. So he gets a rope, he gets an old clothesline, ties some knots in it, picks up that grandfather clock, kind of gets it on his back with the rope around his waist, ties it off, and he heads outside onto the February sidewalk. And he's walking very carefully, but eventually he hits that icy patch and whoop! He's on his back, sliding down the hill on the clock, like one of them little bobsleds at the Olympics. He's heading down the hill. And there at the bottom of the hill is Danielle Moralia. She's a cute little folk singer. She's wearing a black beret. She's got a black scarf. A big black coat with a fur collar. She's wearing black leggings. She's wearing little black elf boots with fur trim. And she's got those two cross-country ski poles because nothing's gonna keep her from getting a Starbucks and getting a soy milk half-calf latte. And she hears this noise behind her. And before she knows it, boom, Tom is banged into her with the clock and she goes head over heels, foomp, into a snowbank. Tom picks himself up, picks up the clock, beautiful Fruitwood case, gets the snow off, gets the rope around it, gets it hitched up back onto his back, and he looks over, and there's just these two little elf boots sticking out of the snowbank, and slowly, slowly, Danielle Moralia backs herself out of the snowbank, dusts off her boots, her leggings, her coat, her scarf, her little beret. Gets her ski poles, plants them, turns them around, looks at Tom and says, Tom Bianchi, why can't you wear a wristwatch like everyone else? And the rest is history. Yeah.